how they should drink, how they should eat, how they should walk, how they should sleep, how they should do everything is shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this book that we're starting now is actually the book of clothing, describing to us the clothing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first chapter we do Babu Istihbab al-Thawb al-Abyad, the chapter on the preferability, the desirability of wearing white clothing. وَجَوَازِ الْأَحْمَرِ وَالْأَخْضَرِ وَالْأَصْفَرِ وَالْأَسْوَدِ. And the permissibility of wearing red, wearing green, wearing yellow, wearing black. وَجَوَازِهِ مِنْ قُطْنٍ. And the permissibility of the different fabrics. So one is, which is the best? Like how we did before. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shari'. He showed us what is the best, what is the afzal. And in our heart, that's what we should have. If this is the best, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showed us the best. We want to do the best, we want to be the best, we want to wear the best. When it comes to the dunya, we've got the same attitude, so why not to our deen and our religion? So this Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showed us, so therefore the preferability of wearing white and the permissibility of wearing other colors. Green, yellow, black, etc. And now the third part of this is, we're talking about what fabrics are permissible to wear. وَجَوَازِهِ مِنْ قُطْنٍ وَكَتَّانٍ وَشَعْرٍ وَصُوفٍ وَغَيْرِهَا إِلَّا الْحَرِيرِ. And the permissibility of wearing cotton, of wearing fabric made of hair, in other words, skin, وَصُوفٍ wool, وَغَيْرِهَا, and other type of fabrics, إِلَّا الْحَرِيرِ, except a person wearing silk. In other words, all types of fabric are permissible to wear, except a person wearing silk. And obviously we know that if a person is wearing animal skin, maybe made from pig, etc., that is not permissible. But here he's talking about general fabrics. Those fabrics all are permissible, all different colors, with cover, which colors also are not permissible for a man to wear. But generally to wear different colors is permissible, and different fabrics is permissible, except silk. قال الله تعالى, Allah Pak mentioned in the ayat of the Quran, this is the style of Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, and the style also of different muhaddisin, that first they bring the ayat of the Quran, then they bring hadiths under the chapter to prove what they are explaining. So the ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا بَنِي آدَمَ قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسِ يُوَارِي سُوَآتِكُمْ وَرِيشَا. O children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, we send down clothing so that you may cover your private parts and as a means of beautification. But remember something, now you may have this clothes, you're covering yourself, it makes you look beautiful. Imagine a person wearing clothes, how beautiful this person looks. He's covered well, he looks decent, he looks appealing, he looks pleasant, he looks presentable. If a person just walks around in his t-shirt and his lungi, or he just walks around in his t-shirt and his pants, or without any t-shirt, he doesn't look very presentable. But the same person wears a nice garment, a nice kurta, a nice set of clothes, this person looks presentable. So yeah, Allah Pak has said that we send down clothing for you, so that you may cover your private parts and it may be a means of beautification. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٍ. But remember something, the best clothing you can have is the clothing of taqwa. That is the best. Or everything you can have, if you are covered with taqwa and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will beautify you the most, that will cover you the most, that will be your biggest form of protection, like how clothes protect you. Taqwa is something that will protect you, taqwa is something that will beautify you. وقال تعالى, Allah Pak mentioned another ayat of Quran, وَجَعَلْ لَكُمْ سَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمْ الْحَرَّ وَسَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمْ بَأْسِكُمْ. And Allah Pak had made coats for you so that you may protect yourself from the heat. And imagine the person not wearing any clothes and it's a hot day, what will happen to him? He'll get sunburned, his body will get damaged, his skin will get damaged. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that we have made these coats and for you as a means to protect you from the heat, وَسَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمْ بَأْسَكُمْ. And we have created these coats for you so that it may protect you in battle. They would wear those armors, those coats of armors to go in battle, so that coats of armors would protect them in battle also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the different uses that he has created this clothing for. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِلْبَسُوا مِنْ ثِيَابِكُمُ الْبَيَاضِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ خَيْرِ ثِيَابِكُمْ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that wear white clothing. Wear white clothing. فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ خَيْرِ ثِيَابِكُمْ. Because white clothing is the best of your clothes. The best that a person can wear is white. So a person is not sure what color to buy, what color to wear, then he should think about this hadith. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is encouraging that a person should wear white. It is not faraz as we mentioned, but it's most afzal, is the best thing to do. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam liked it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam encouraged it. So therefore we should look and we should try to bring this in our lives. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, "Min khayri thiyabikum," this is the best of your clothes. "Wakaffinu fiha mawtakum," and in this white also you shroud your deceased. You use white as your kafan. We'll do one short hadith and we'll terminate. One Samura radiallahu anhu qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ilbasul biyad bayad fa innaha atharu atyab. As a Samura ibn Jundub radiallahu anhu, he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that wear white because this is the most pure and the most excellent. Wa kafinu fiha mutakum, and shroud your deceased in it. Now, we may ask that what white got to do with being most pure and most excellent? Ulama, they give different explanation. They say when a person is wearing a white kurta, for example, or is wearing white clothing, then if that thing gets a little bit dirty, immediately it becomes apparent. So when it becomes apparent, then a person naturally will want to clean it, he'll want to take it out. Whereas a person is wearing a dark color, if it gets dirty also, he won't notice it, he won't notice the dirt, he won't notice the traces of impurity on it. But when he's wearing white, immediately he will notice it, and he will take action to clean it. So therefore white is the most purest. Because immediately dirt becomes visible on it. And then why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Atyab, why is the most excellent? Because white is such a color. This explanation ulama are giving, remember something we accepted. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it, we accept it. Whether there is scientific proof or there is no scientific proof, we accept it. But just for our little understanding, ulama explained this, that white is such a color that it doesn't draw heat. It doesn't suck in heat like a dark color would do on a hot day. So it keeps a person cool all the time, white color. The other thing ulama explained is that white is such a color that in winter also this thing doesn't draw and doesn't attract any type of cold in it. And then they explained that why it is excellent is because generally, this also you hear sometimes from doctors, that white is such a color that it doesn't draw any type of infections or any type of dust mite, house dust mite, etc. But so long as it's kept clean, sometimes you'll find doctors also saying that keep the room curtains open, keep the windows open so you get a fair amount of sunlight coming in. Don't use too dark colors as your bed sheets, especially for people that suffer from sinuses, people that suffer from allergies. So white helps people also that suffer from allergies. Because of the color, it doesn't attract too much of allergies and too much of dust mite, doesn't attract too much of these types of things that comes in the explanation. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained that shroud your deceased in this. Why shroud your deceased in this? Because now that mayyit is going in the company of the malaika, malaika is going in such a noble company, so dress him in that color that is most befitting to go in that type of company. So dress him in the company of the color of the malaika also. So send him in white. So you can imagine how beautiful this hadith is. He's telling us that, and then Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi under this he explains, he said that all the ulama agree, that it is mustahab to have a white kafan. So therefore, we should also try bury the deceased in this white. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. If somebody is wearing other colors, it doesn't mean it's haram or it's wrong. But for ourselves, we should do what is best and what is encouraged directly by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah pa give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.